Hi, I'm Anne Halleck.
Hi, I'm Marie Lamaro.
Hi, I'm Courtney Redhorse Mole.
And this is Grâce à Toi. All right, we're talking about our jeans.
And not G E N E S.
Correct.
J E A N S.
Thank you, Marie.
I'm impressed that you were able to spell both of those. Because one of you said that you're not good at spelling out loud. Well, was you? No.
I was spelling bee champ in fourth grade.
Whoa.
Do you remember the word?
Yep. Tariff. Two F's.
It's tariff.
Spell it.
First of all, Courtney.
Doesn't matter. It was spelling. And I beat Tracy Wright. And it was the greatest day of my life.
Please.
Tariff. T-A-R-I-F-F.
That's great.
Tariff. And my dad was like.
And what's use it in a sentence.
Whatever, you guys. I won in fourth grade.
Yay, fourth grade. This is your fourth grade.
Courtney, all right, back to jeans.
Courtney, what's your jeans preference? What do you like?
So, I'm into, like, the high-waisted stretchy right now.
Love it.
But we were talking about, like, when do you throw away a pair of jeans? Mine always rips in the thigh region. The left one first, then the right.
Inner thigh region.
Inner thigh region.
Like along the seam?
Yeah, along the seam. Oh. And it happens suddenly, and I'll wear it with the hole for like 2 days until I'm like, someone can notice when I'm walking. But I'll take it to get repaired by the cleaner twice, and then once it splits the third time,
then
I have to say goodbye to them.
Done.
Okay. How does it go to repair stretchy jeans? Because I've only ever had like cotton jeans repaired.
Yeah, they do this weird thing where they take fabric that looks like it, but it's not. And if I were to open up my thigh, these ones are fine. But like literally, it's just like sewing like erratic, crazy, and it has to be a lot of fabric,
like
so
a
it
big
could
patch.
Yeah, but it's not stretchy material. That's why it breaks again.
Okay, it's like a patch.
Yeah, patch.
And two times over, and then once the third patch breaks, you're done.
Done.
And then
third strike
when you're
out.
A little fatter than you should be, you guys know the rubber band trick, where you take a rubber band
put
and
it
sew
the
it,
button.
And put on the button.
I just feel really lucky that you're miming all of this.
She has a rubber band around her waistband, people.
That's right.
She's just
it's an old maternity trick, I believe.
Yes.
Yeah. Just be careful before you hook up. Got to make sure that comes off.
You have a Bridget Jones situation.
Yeah.
With the big undies.
Put it up here.
I had a ponytail the whole time.
Yeah, what do you mean?
Stop.
I also love the high waist. Love the high waist. I like to just, you know, keep it all in, man. Keep it all in.
Yep.
Plus, I am tall for a lady.
How tall
and
are you?
I'm 5'10". I've been this tall since I was 12.
Model?
Yeah, it was either be a model or live a very normal life.
Have this podcast with my tea that stands.
But I always hated the low-waisted stuff because on a tall person, that's like butt crack territory.
Oh,
yeah.
Much less trying to sit down. When you sit down, it's like around your knees.
Yeah.
So I like the high waist just because it fits the tall ladies a little bit better.
And girl crack's not attractive.
No, just, you know,
no
just
crack is attractive.
Crack kills.
Please.
Okay.
Courtney,
wait, and please share where your pants tear, tall Anne.
Oh, right below my left butt cheek. That's where apparently, I don't know if I'm just getting in and out of the car there, or if I sit forward on my left butt. But that's where I get my splits.
That's great.
Get my splits. And I'd saved up a bunch of pairs of jeans and I was going to send them into denim therapy because I've used denim therapy before. And I decided, you know what? I'm going to let these go and just get another pair of jeans.
It is a sad day because like I don't date that much. So my jeans are with me more than relationships. And like, so seriously, and like there's some times where you can wear a pair of jeans 3 times a week and no one judges you. So when your favorite pair of splits, it's like saying goodbye to someone you've seen a lot of things with. You love them.
You love them.
Marie?
You wear them a lot, and that's probably why they split so much.
So Marie,
like, I wear them every day.
Marie is not wearing jeans right now. I just want to point that
I'm
out.
Not.
So whatever you say, you know, this is sort of speculative. You're not necessarily speaking from...
Yeah, you don't wear them. You don't wear jeans that much, do you?
You're not really going to mime it either, I don't feel like. I feel like we're just going to have to use our mind's eye.
It's not going to be exciting because my favorite pair of jeans, I purchased them with tears in the knees.
Oh, very
hip. They're one of those.
Are they boyfriend jeans?
They're not boyfriend jeans. They're a really good shape.
Yeah.
Like, not, I don't like the Lois either. Mm-hmm. I don't like seeing the crack. It's not comfortable. So they're high waist, but body curving, but tears in the knees.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I love them, and I wore them all the time, and then the stupid knees would start to tear up toward the thigh.
What?
And then it's like, that's pretty...
That's too risque.
It's too risque to wear, so you can't, like, have the little flap open.
No.
Have you seen the jeans where they're so torn up that the pockets are hanging out in the front?
Yeah.
I saw a lady like that at Disneyland one day.
Here's my theory on that. It's like overalls. You have to be so hot and confident to have it actually look good. Anyone else who doesn't give a fuck and wants to rock that, fine. But it only looks good on very few people.
Well, I would not want my knees exposed. That's the last part of my body that I would want to, like, only flash.
Your knees.
I've got
really
very chubby knees.
No, you don't. They're slender.
No, I do. No.
I'm staring at them right now.
You are looking at my jeans.
Take your pants off. I want to see your knees.
This just escalated.
I don't like Show shorts, your knees. Though. Do you guys own shorts? Do you guys wear adult shorts? You do. The first time I met you, you were in khaki
Caggy,
shorts.
You told me.
They weren't pleated, though, so... You...
Okay. Maybe it's a mom thing.
Maybe. And do we have a structure at this, or do we just want to free fly?
Free fly. So, let's introduce ourselves.
Introduce yourselves.
You're going to hear the story of how Courtney met Marie later in the episode.
In the back alley.
Yeah.
No.
I was S's and D's. I'm sure that's
This is my fourth cupcake?
Maybe.
One, two, three. Yep, fourth.
It's Courtney's Great. Birthday tomorrow.
Happy birthday to you.
Courtney, introduce yourself.
So my full name is Courtney with a C.
Yes.
Red Horse Mole.
Full name.
Full name.
Full legal name.
Full legal name. My mom's Native American, last name Red Horse, which is so cool.
Oh.
And then you go and marry a mole, which is actually pronounced Mall, because it's German, but everyone's like, wait, M-O-H-L.
Yeah.
But it's pronounced mole, like guacamole, mole, mole. Like, I got it all. So good thing I was really cool and popular, because that is a horrible name to name someone.
It's pretty bad.
And I asked my mom, I'm like, why Courtney? She's like, well, it was the 80s.
Yeah.
And your dad's name is Kurt. And it was like a good, you know, father-daughter thing. I go, any other backup name? She goes, yeah, Tiffany. And I'm like, you don't know me at all and you still don't. Could you imagine me, Tiffany?
You are Courtney.
Tiffany Mole? Like, that sounds like the heinous bitch who had, like, Lisa Frank and rode horses.
I love that you had to specify Courtney with a C because of the
Kardashians.
Because I hate
now
that.
It's Starbucks, they'll spell it with a K, and I'm like,
no,
absolutely not.
Does your dad spell his name with a C?
C.
Yes.
But he was named after Kirk Douglas Spartacus.
Kirk Douglas spells like K-I-R-K.
Right, but my grandma didn't like Kirk because she was like, Kirk's not a common name, so we'll call him Curtis. Kurt. But now everyone spells it K-U-R-T, so everything's ruined.
Courtney, that story does not add up.
It doesn't.
But he's a C. He's a C, Curtis.
He's a C.
Maybe like Tony Curtis.
Maybe that's what he was named
after.
Yeah,
you know what? Why don't you?
You know what? Next guest is my grandma. Her name is Viva Del Arnold Mole, and we're gonna call her ass.
That's a beautiful name.
Viva Del?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is it E-L-L-E?
I have no idea.
Potentially.
You don't know how to spell your grandmother's first name?
No, because she goes by Cindy now. She didn't like her name.
Cindy with a C. We're having Cindy on the next podcast.
No, and she loves Facebook and she comments, but
Does she sign it? Love Grandma.
Love Grams. And
Love Grams.
And
in the comments.
She's a sixth grade education. She's brilliant. But her spelling's a little...
Sure.
So it's really endearing.
You had to make up with it for your spelling bee champs.
Right. But, like, for example, I posted a picture of me in Vegas saying, like, something stupid, like, oh, casual Vegas picture. She was like, yeah, you look pretty. Love, Grams. I'm like, I'm clearly hammered.
But you know that everybody someone in their family who signs their Facebook comments.
Yes.
Or someone will pop in and be like, hey, honey, we saw your mom at the Winco yesterday. Love, Aunt Sally. Yeah. There's always someone.
I got busted like, oh, you're in Colorado? And like our long lost cousin was like, you're in Boulder, come see me, and we're like,
ooh,
time for another cupcake. Yeah. Okay. So Courtney, how do you know Marie?
I met the lovely Marie in the summer of 2015, and she waltzed into my life, and she was wearing khaki shorts and a white shirt.
Oh, do you remember that really?
I do.
Wow.
Khaki shorts. I'm such a mom.
One of my first memories of Marie, maybe the first one. Did stand up to open your brother's band performance.
Oh, that's
rock
right.
show.
Yeah.
At Billy O's.
Billy O's, when Billy O's.
So I met Marie when all these like punk kids in Ventura had gone to, I don't know if you've been to Billy O's in Midtown.
I have not.
Is it still there?
No. It closed down.
No way.
No, it didn't burn.
Total dive bar.
Dive.
Total dive.
Worse than Sansui?
Bigger.
Bigger. Yeah. They had a kitchen that served like food sometimes.
Well, and it's in Midtown, so you have no reason to be there.
Exactly.
There's no foot traffic. You're either there,
you're there,
or you're not.
Yeah, you're a reg.
And I went with our mutual friend, and we're standing there, and it's a bunch of just punks in the bar, and all of a sudden, little tiny Marie walks out, and she's like tap, 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 tap on the microphone, and starts doing stand-up.
Fuck yes.
And she's opening for her brother's band.
It was weird, but it was fun.
It was amazing. I feel like that was the first time that I ever hung out with you.
Yeah,
I love it.
I feel like you're avoiding the question, Marie. Is that your real name?
Oh.
Is that even your real name?
Oh my gosh. Marie Christine Hoganson is my maiden name. It was named after my great-grandmother.
On your mom or dad's side?
My dad's side.
Mm-hmm.
They thought about Marissa.
I like Marissa. I
love Marissa.
Marissa. Yeah. Used to be, it was Marissa or Marie, and Marie was my great-grandmother's name, which is funny because Harry,
her husband,
is also, he's a generational name, I guess that's what you call it. So he's Harry Arthur Lamar the Fourth. So he's also
just call
named,
a white name.
Yeah. Great. After, so we're both named after our great-great-greats.
That's
so
a fun
we're like an 80-year-old couple, Harry and Marie. You're
are.
Like 80 years old.
I don't know any Harrys.
Like, or Marie's. Like, everyone's like,
I know
Marissa. That's my middle name.
I was just going to say, you and I have that in common.
Middle name. Oh, yeah. Anne is a very common name.
I get that all the time.
Marie
oh, Anne is
oh,
my middle
that's
name.
That's my middle name. Yeah.
And then when we would travel with, I remember going to Boulder with Marianne.
Yes.
And we'd be like, hi, nice to meet you. I'm Marie. I'm Anne.
And
Marianne.
Yeah.
And I
we're
was
like,
oh,
together.
Go
we're
fuck
like,
yourself.
Yeah.
All right.
Cut.
Cut, but don't actually cut. I've worried about what I was going to say.
Okay.
My name is Anne.
With an E or no E?
Oh, with an E.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you for asking.
You're welcome.
I'm worried that you asked that because you didn't know, but you're spelling me champ, so I'm counting on you. It's Anne with an E.
Say your new name. Now that I've known you.
I did. I changed my name.
Yes.
My legal name.
Where's the unsolved mysteries?
We
solved one.
I was born.
Yes.
Krista Ann with a hyphen. Krista hyphen Ann.
You're so not.
You cannot book a flight on Southwest Airlines with a hyphen in your name. So I changed it to Ann Atwood, which is my grandmother's maiden name.
Love that.
So Atwood
Love
is a
that.
Family name. I don't mind when people call me Annie. My
really?
Family calls me
you
Annie.
Don't.
My whole family calls me Annie.
I didn't know that.
I know that.
I don't like it when people call me Anna.
No,
okay.
Absolutely
nope.
awful.
Nope.
That's a whole other name.
Different name.
Different name.
And it's like A-N-N hyphen A is what that is. That's just, yeah.
That's right. So, Annie, don't call me Anna.
Okay.
The end.
So Anne,
no, I need a little more from
Anne
you.
Atwood Halleck.
Halleck. I get in trouble with my family because they do not say Halleck. They say Hallock. Oh. Really? I say Halleck. I don't have time to say the whole thing. Halleck. I'm a very busy person, so.
Halleck.
Yeah. That's all I'm willing to share right now.
Probably. Okay, we're gonna share that, and then we're gonna ask someone else to give other people's like credentials later.
I'm editing this podcast, yeah. So you can say whatever you want
for the third episode to get more on this elusive Anne.
That's right.
A lot of my friends who are getting married now are making their husbands take their last names, ooh, or they're splitting it. And one of the best ones I've seen is my friend Kosha, who's Indian and awesome. She married Adam, who's Jewish and amazing. And they both took their both last names. So they're both Shaw hyphen Eisenberg. And that's it. A great example of just 2018.
Yeah. I know a couple that did.
Both of our cultures matter to us. We're going to share this. Yeah. And I fucking love that.
That's great.
Yeah. It's the new wave.
Yeah.
Garage à Toi is brought to you by Kickender. Kickender, a crowdsourcing platform that pays people to stop what they're doing. Run a campaign to boot your boss, repeal your roommate, give up on your girlfriend. Kickender, stop doing that.
I am reading Bossy Pants.
Oh!
I know, it's old.
It's good.
It's good. It's really good. And I love...
How far are you?
I'm like at chapter 5 or something. I'm not that far into it. But I love that she talks about when she reads a story to her daughter who has brown hair. And she's reading a story with, they say, like, the princess has blonde hair. She always changes blonde for yellow.
No.
So she's like, it's a color. Like, the princess has yellow hair. Because she'd never wanted her daughter to feel like... blonde hair was better than brown.
Why didn't she just say brown hair?
Oh,
I guess she's lying to her kid, Anne.
Because she could totally change it. But
yeah, I had a Barbie when I was a kid who had brown hair, and I have brown hair.
Yes,
her name was Whitney.
No, Courtney. It was a Courtney doll too.
Did you have a Courtney?
I did, but I didn't like Barbies.
Okay, so I had a Whitney, and she had this amazing cape. She was very elegant.
Yes.
But she had brown hair, and I remember always thinking she was the best because we both had brown hair.
Brown hair.
Really like being into that.
Well, that's like American Girl. Samantha was my jam. Yep.
Samantha's the fancy one.
Okay.
Molly was the working class girl.
Yeah. I like the fancy bitch.
So there is, have you read it before? This is your first time.
It's my first time reading it. And I love Tina Fey, and she's amazing. And yeah, I just thought, yeah, I mean, just that change,
yes,
in perception for a little girl, like blonde is not better than brown just because it sounds like blonde. I don't know. She felt like that sounded like blonde rather than yellow and brown.
Yeah,
like it's a color. It's not.
Have you dealt with that as a parent? Are there things that you change for the girls? Espresso.
That we kind of tone things down, maybe?
Or just, like, modify the narrative for them.
But let's talk about, I would love, because I've met your daughters, they have different personalities. Real quick, discuss the different personalities and kind of as a parent, maybe how you, you know, if one kid's more of a tomboy, how you're like, yeah, wear your Spider-Man pajamas. I love that.
Oh, okay. Sure. So, Maya, my oldest, who's 20 now in college, which is kind of crazy, she was the quintessential nice kid, lovely kid, manners, cheerleader, she was blonde, I don't know how, because her father and I both have brown hair, brown eyes, and she's blonde hair, hazel eyes. I'm like, biology is not accurate sometimes. I'm like, where did all these genes come? We must have
GENES.
We must have had recessive genes. She's, this beautiful girl with, like, blonde hair, cheerleader, like, and she's just the nicest kid and, like, was never the bitchy, that kind of, like, egotistical.
Yeah.
We always instilled in her, like, you have to be friends with everyone. You just have to be open to everyone and just you have to be just,
Accepting.
Kind. Accepting and kind. Like, who are you to judge? Yeah. Like, yeah. And so the little ones are totally different. I feel like Lola, my youngest, has a lot of Maya's personality, but Piper is completely different. Like, she is nothing I've ever seen.
No, yes, she's a rock star.
She's hairy 100%, but also, like, just her, like, a leader and her own person. And very, like, sometimes she says, Mom, I'm Lola's big brother. I'm her.
Aww.
Yeah. Aww. So I'm thinking, we'll see.
Yeah.
What happens in those situations where she identifies more with boys, but only because she's very athletic and
right.
active, and but she enjoys dance and like right. other things that typically girls enjoy. But
yeah,
but she also identifies really with, and she gets along with yeah. boys a lot.
And I think a good story of when your kids came to work is Piper can like literally skateboard. She's how old?
Five. Yeah.
And she's just a rock star. Like,
she's so athletic. It's so athletic. Weird.
It's so weird. And Lola is just a mini you. And the one time we were watching them, it was like, you know, time to go to bed. Piper comes out in full Spider-Man pajamas with a sword. And she's the cutest little girl. And Lola comes out like with her princess dress on backwards, running after Piper. But like, I'm like, personalities are born in the womb. Like, this is crazy.
Totally.
Like, I have Spider-Man and Princess Peach over
yeah,
here.
Totally.
And we're like, I don't even know what's
yeah,
happening, but I'm like, it's crazy.
Totally different.
Yeah.
That's amazing. I do think, I mean, I think we all played sports growing up, that you
yeah.
do kind of have this idea of like, you know, am I a girl if I'm not girly?
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I got that a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah. Nice. Yeah. It's fun.
So there is a chapter in Bossy Pants where she talks about her very first pelvic exam at Planned Parenthood in Chicago.
Oh, no.
It is maybe the hardest I have ever laughed reading a chapter of a book, other than I remember reading David Sedaris's Me Talk Pretty one day on
yes.
an airplane.
Yes,
and I thought
great.
They were going to call an air marshal on me because I was laughing so hard.
So good.
Yeah, Bossy Pants, I love that book.
Yay.
That's a lot of fun.
Yay, Tina Fey. We
Yay.
Love you. We want to interview you.
Come.
Ooh. Yeah, just come to Ojai.
She doesn't need to
be. Text a new friend.
Yeah.
Yeah.
PNF.
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 What's her chant? Be our friend.
Courtney, what are you reading?
So I wish I could say I'm an avid reader, but it's hard for me with my ADD. I'm going to say it with confidence. Anne. I'm reading Ikigai. It's the Japanese art of the secret to a long life. And I got it in Chaucer's bookstore for those locals. And the cool part about it is they kind of interviewed the people who live the longest all over the world. And there's like an island off Japan where people live to be 100 plus. And the whole book is about what's your purpose, but not just at work, but in society and in life.
Oh.
They do say wine's good for you. They do say you should eat till you're 80% full. And they do say that people live longer when there's more community. And so the thing I took away from it is I think in our generation, there's a lack of community.
Yep.
Oh, and that's why I think that's the one part where I was like, it sounds awful, but the only time I actually felt that community aspect besides at work was when the mudslides happened in Montecito.
I agree.
And I was like, wow, like this is lacking in our society today.
Why do you think it's lacking? Because I agree with you.
Yeah.
I think we both do. Yeah.
I don't know, but I think you don't know you're missing it till it happens. It's like, there's so many people here. Why do you feel so alone sometimes? Or like, there's no community. I don't know. What do you think?
I think because in our society, we're taught to fend for ourselves and our families.
Yeah.
And that's it. And when you're in that zone where you're just like, I'm going to focus on me. I'm going to focus on getting what I want, what I need for my family, by the house, by the, you know, do all those things that we're essentially taught to do. We lose that sense of community because we're only looking out for ourselves.
Yeah.
And when we don't have empathy for others. That's a big piece of it.
Yeah.
Empathy is not taught. I don't feel like it's taught.
Yeah.
I feel like it's something.
Yeah. And you shouldn't feel community in wake of tragedy is what I took away from that.
That's what happens most of the time. Yeah. As we've seen, you're right, in the mudslides and the fires. Yeah, we reach out in desperate times, in times where people are in their most need, but that should be
always
all the time. Yeah. We should feel the need to reach out to our neighbors.
Yeah.
And friends. I don't know.
That's heavy.
And thoughts on community? Like, I hate other people.
Well, I had a job for a few years. My title was Civic Engagement Manager. And the whole idea was, how do you engage the community in problem solving? There's a couple books
I love that.
It was, you know, every job is not the job you interview for, but that was a particularly tough one. But there's these two books, and I'm forgetting the author's name. I'll look it up. I'll put it in the show notes.
Okay.
And he had two books. One was called Bowling Alone. And the other was called Better Together. And it was exactly what you guys just described, which is this idea of back, you know, when my grandma in the 60s went to her bowling league every Thursday and, you know, smoked a cigarette with her friends.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
There was a community there that was not based on consumption. And I think that's something that we're really encouraged to do now, is if you're not producing, you're consuming. And you know, there's a quote that I tweeted like years ago, and it was from this Catholic priest. And he said, we have to stop looking at people as producers or consumers only. We have to accept the idea that there are people in society who are not going to be contributing or simply taking, that they need our support.
Yeah.
And I remember tweeting it and getting all these retweets from these really conservative people and me being like, oh, you have no idea. You have no idea who you're retweeting.
Just smoke a cigarette and go bowling.
But yeah, I mean, how often are we entitled, even now, we're sitting around here, but we're getting together because we're making a podcast.
Yeah.
You know, like we're getting together around this idea that we have to be doing something.
Yeah.
And so I do think this idea of like having to have your self-worth tied to your productivity, you know, I've shared with you guys that I'm doing consulting work right now.
Yeah.
And in August, when I worked with my coach to write down my goals of where I wanted to be, you know, in my full work, it was, I have control over my time and I'm connecting with people.
Yeah.
Well, I just spent the last 2 weeks worried about, I don't have enough work going. Am I doing a good job? It had nothing to do with why I said I wanted to do consulting in the first place.
Yeah.
So I'm having to really recenter around this idea of the time that you are creating to be thoughtful and to be creative isn't about you're going to go make money.
Right.
It's about, I'm living a rich life that I enjoy and I can connect with people because I'm not so distracted by stress and pain.
And it's just abnormal because you're creating this life and you're reaching subversive. Your goal. Yeah.
It's subversive.
Actually change things.
Yeah.
You know, make a difference.
Make a difference.
Not a lot of people have that in mind. They just
want
to focus on their life and their goals and what is happening for them. Not the big picture.
All right, Courtney, I want to hear you roast Justin Timberlake.
Yeah. So first and foremost, my first concert ever was Britney Spears opening up for NSYNC. So I am a fan. Like, I want this person to succeed.
What year would you say that was?
2007, 7th grade, 8th grade, Universal Amphitheater.
Yeah.
I had been out of college for 5 years at that point. So that's fun.
It's okay.
You want to talk about that? Yes.
And, you know, I was there for the Nip Slip where JT and Janet performed.
You were actually at the Super Bowl?
No, like, I was there, like, in my living room watching this.
Oh,
so
yes.
I'm a big.
With all of us.
I love the Super Bowl. I'm a huge football fan, but I love the halftime show.
Yes.
Thought Lady Gaga killed it. Like, I'm one to, like, be fair. First of all, like, JT. You need to wow us. Like, give us something. It's 2018. Donald Trump is fucking president.
Yeah.
You can do whatever the fuck you want. You could, like, whip your dick out and it would be okay.
No, you couldn't.
Okay, you're right. But I'm saying, like, there's, like, you don't have to play it safe at this point.
You don't have to play it super
he
safe.
Comes
he
out
it super
in a
safe.
Shirt that looks like Bob Ross painted, stoned. Oh. It literally was the worst thing I've ever seen. He's singing songs that, I mean, I don't know these songs. So it's like, give me an NSYNC song. Give me a song I know. I don't even know what happened.
He also wasn't really singing.
No, the sound was awful. Like a couple words. The sound wasn't, like, it's like when you're doing something at work and you did all the work, you make sure the webinar mic is working. Like, that's like, this is rule number one.
Check, mic check.
Yeah.
Like, and then, like we did for this podcast.
And then the only thing I have a problem with is, like, he's very talented. I'll give him that. And his moves are good. But it wasn't noteworthy. Then he goes in the stands, takes a selfie with his kid. Yeah. This kid, and I'm like, was he Make-A-Wish? If he wasn't, the kid had no idea who Justin Timberlake was.
But he made the story. Like, the kid was the story the next day.
Wasn't right. JT, so was that for marketing?
That's because the show sucked.
Yeah.
It wasn't. We wanted to be va-va-boomed, and we were not. We were...
Yeah, I just... Why play it safe?
He played it very safe.
You're also not getting to the part that I find outrageous, which is he ripped Janet's shirt off.
Yeah.
And then he gets to perform at the Super Bowl again.
Again, by himself.
If he had never tried to perform at another Super Bowl, I don't know that issue would have been revisited.
Yeah.
And instead, I watched the whole show being like, this should be Janet. Why isn't Janet up there?
Right.
And even on Twitter, they were like, what is he doing there during Janet Jackson Appreciation Day?
Yeah.
Like, there was backlash.
Yeah.
Really?
They were even saying, hey, bring Janet back.
Yeah.
Bring NSYNC back.
Yeah.
Like, bring someone back.
Give a
guess. That's the big thing with the Super Bowls now. It's like, who are they going to surprise? Like, you know, Beyonce brought Destiny's Child back.
Yeah.
Even for a song. But come on, like, you know, Katy Perry had
We love you, Beyonce. She had Left Shark.
Left Shark. I have a great story about Left Shark.
But we want those surprise acts, and he didn't. He had a Prince
tribute, that was even controversial.
Yeah. Controversial.
And here's my conclusion. Is he talented? Yes. Is he an amazing, like, performer and dancer? Yes.
Does he have all the right friends?
Yes, but I'm not going to say it was good because I actually was underwhelmed.
Yeah.
No,
you look like hot garbage.
Yeah.
And it was all the promotion that made it what it was. Like, Jimmy Fallon doing the thing right, you know, like all that. Like,
who was that kid?
They were S-ing each other's D's, and it was great.
Marie, can you explain to the listeners what S-ing each other's D's mean? Real quick.
Well, if you saw Justin Timberlake on Jimmy Fallon immediately after the Super Bowl halftime show, you know what S-ing each other's D's mean.
Yeah. Please.
I think you love that phrase. Do you use that phrase like a fair amount?
S-ing D's?
Yeah.
What's the girl equivalent? You gonna E my V?
Yeah. EPs.
Yeah. You want
to... Oh.
She was...
Check out my new EP.
I love you, Justin.
But then the Eagles won, and all was right.
Oh, yes.
The world.
It was, and all was
I have to say, it was a great game.
It was a great game.
And the best headline, this is why I love sports. A man turned 100, and he was there. The date, the year he was born was the year the Eagles had their inception into the NFL. And he goes, I'm going to live till the Eagles win a Super Bowl. Imagine a 100-year-old man with all of his family flying to Minnesota
so he
could see them winning. I love stories like that. I know.
Well, that's like a Red
Sox.
Good
thing they won because otherwise they would have euthanized him on the way home, I guess.
Sorry, Larry.
He actually died during Justin's performance, and it was uncomfortable.
And they just said, they won, Dad, they won. And then shot him in the neck.
Oh, man, life's tough, you guys. 2018.
With a syringe, not a shotgun. Garage Antoine. Sorry. That was last night.
Common mistake.
That was last night.